Caitlin Jane is a Delaware-born and raised Christian singer, songwriter, musician, and recording artist. This week in Washington, D.C. is the annual March for Life. Since one of Caitlin's most famous recordings is titled Unborn, Please Keep Me, I thought it would be appropriate to have Caitlin join us on this morning's Catholic Forum. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Welcome to the program. Really happy to have you
here. Thank you so much.
We're going to be hearing your song, Unborn. But before we do that, Caitlin, tell us a little about yourself.
Yes. Well, like you said, I was born and raised in Delaware. I attended Wilmington Christian School from K to 12. And, you know, God has always just been a central part of my life story and part of my family and Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And as a young child, I was very interested in music, and I also had a passion for missions work and ministry. And I always thought, you know, they could be two areas that I might possibly pursue someday. And it's been neat how God has actually brought two of those passions together and allowed music to almost become its own mission and ministry in my life.
After Wilmington Christian, where did you go to school?
I went to Messiah College.
Did you study music there?
I actually did not. I don't read music, and I'm terrible at theory. So
really?
I thought, you know, if I enter the music program, I'm either going to fail out, or it's just going to drive me crazy, and I'll never want to do music again. So I ended up studying religion there, and then I did take some fun music classes like jazz and music history and ethnomusicology and fun things.
But you do write music? You write your music?
I do, yes.
And you perform it? You play the piano? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Good. And is there someone who influenced you as far as your musical career is concerned?
Yes. Well, when I was a child, I can think back to the artist Rebecca St. James. She was a Christian, well, still is a Christian recording artist, and her songs always really impacted me because of the depth of the lyrics and the theology there and just her passion for Christ. She was unashamed when she was on stage speaking about things of the faith and of her heart. And when I would go to her concerts, I thought, man, if I ever did music, I would want to be that bold. I would want to talk about things that matter. I would want to challenge, especially young people in the issues, the cultural issues of the day. So she was a huge inspiration to me. And recently, some other artists that have influenced me artistically have been Brooke Frazier, who's written some worship and praise songs for a group called Hillsong United, and also a young woman named Audrey Assad. I love her worship songs.
Uh-huh. So how did you get to be pro-life? It was something that you've always been?
You know, I don't remember an exact turning point because, like I said, I was raised in a Christian home with the truth being taught ever since I was just a young child. I do remember the issue being talked about in our home. You know, my parents never hid tough issues. We always talked about these things around the dinner table or in car rides. And so I knew that abortion was wrong. I knew that God created life and life is precious and that it needs to be needed to be saved. But I didn't think that it would be necessarily an issue that I would get involved in because I would see things on the news and I thought, oh, those pro-life people, they're so intense and radical. And as we know, sometimes the media can portray things in a way that's not so accurate.
Really? I've never noticed that.
Yeah. So I was a little bit afraid of getting involved, but
sure.
I do remember when I was in high school, I had a teacher who many people in Delaware may know. Her name is Sharon Duncan, and she was very passionate about life, and she would tell stories about standing up for life outside of abortion clinics, and she was the most kind-hearted, sweet woman you'd ever meet, and I thought, man, you know, she's passionate about this, but she does it in a loving way, and so that always just, there's this memory there of her, and I really was inspired by her, but I still didn't consider myself called to really get active in this cause. And then I went to college and I noticed that even in Christian circles, sometimes it's a taboo issue and we don't want to talk about it. There's other things that are a lot more feel-good issues on social justice, but abortion, let's not go there. And it was starting to bother me that, you know, sometimes in our churches or schools, we're still afraid to talk about this. And I remember at that time, A Rose and a Prayer in Delaware started, and I started just becoming more active in praying for the unborn. That was something I was passionate about, but still not very vocal about it, just praying about it in my devotion time. And then not too long after that, there was a young woman that I was friends with in college, and she found out that she was pregnant. And I think that was a very pivotal moment for me, because I thought, wow, what if I was in her shoes? You know, we can talk the pro-life talk, but she made a decision to keep that baby. And I was so moved by that decision, because I think young women are pressured by the world in the sense that this isn't a life, it's your body, you do what you want. But then we're pressured in the church that, uh-oh, you got caught, you know, and girls are afraid to maybe keep their baby because of the shame that goes along with that. So sometimes there's no support from the world or the church, and they end up just hiding it and getting the abortion. So I was so moved by that decision, that brave decision that she had to save her baby. And that was the week that I wrote Unborn. And I really believe that God was the inspiration for the song. It wasn't something I had planned to write, but it just came to me, I believe, from the Holy Spirit.
Well, then let's take a listen to Caitlin Jane and her song, Unborn. Well, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Bob.
Caitlin Jane and her song Unborn, Please Keep Me. And it's from the CD entitled Coming Season, right?
Yeah.
So you wrote it, you recorded it, and what has been the reaction?
Wow. Well, I have to say, this was the one song I was nervous to sing, and I was not even necessarily wanting to record. And it's the one song that God has used the most, and that honestly has taken my music career and turned it into something really beautiful. I have sung this song in places from churches to music festivals to even bars. And I tell you, the response has been phenomenal. Everywhere I sing it, women come up to me and share their stories. And it's been heartbreaking and incredible all at the same time. Yeah. Stories of hope, stories of life, stories of regret, but also God's redemption, and also stories of babies that have even been saved from either the music video or concerts. And that's just been the most humbling privilege. I always tell God, if it's just worth one life being saved, then my whole career is worth it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the video.
Yeah, well, I was so excited and honored to be able to do a music video for this song. It's something I was kind of beyond my wildest dreams. I was just kind of getting started in my music career, and I reconnected with a cousin of mine who is a professional videographer, and he approached me and said, I'd love to do a music video for you. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is beyond my scope. And he was so kind. We had an incredible team of people come together, family, friends, and it turned out to be just a really incredible video. We filmed some of the footage actually at A Door of Hope, the local crisis pregnancy center here in Delaware. And we have live ultrasound in the video, which was really exciting. And the video went on to actually win an award at a film competition, which was phenomenal. It was a secular competition, and here my pro-life Christian music video won. And I didn't even know at the time that my cousin entered it into this competition. I don't think he was going to tell me. And then he calls me up. He says, you have no idea. It just won gold at the WEVA Awards. And I said, what? What are you talking about? I don't even know what that is. So it's just been neat because we can see God's hand in it the whole time. I feel like it's nothing that any of us really could have pieced together on our own. It was really God and moving the whole time, making this video come together.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now you have two CDs.
Yes.
That are available. Are you working on anything now?
I have one recent recording that I did, and then hopefully not too far in the future, I'll be doing some more recordings. But I, my most recent one is called Anthem of Hope, just a single that I have released on iTunes this past year.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, if our listeners would like to maybe see the music video,
yes,
or order one of your CDs, mm-hmm, or learn about where you're going to be appearing, because you do appear in local churches or all around the area.
Definitely.
So where can they get that information?
Yes. Well, if they would like to see the music video, they can look on YouTube under Caitlin Jane Unborn, or they can go to pleasekeepme.com, just pleasekeepme.com, or caitlinjanetunes.com, and it's spelled CaitlinJaneTunes. CaitlinJaneTunes.com. So they can find out my tour schedule there. And in 2014, I'll be doing a lot of pro-life events, crisis pregnancy center banquets, different right to life fundraising events and things like that.
Well, Caitlin Jane, thank you for all that you're doing for the pro-life cause, sharing your talent with us. And please come back sometime when the next CD is out, come out and share it with us.
That'd be great.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.